Hey, I want to address this, and Mike mentioned it yesterday at the end of the show. Again, big shout-out to all the folks who came up to Hooters Mall of Georgia. We'll be back up there on Tuesday and Thursday of next week. Jesse Chavez retires. He's 41. The joke, Mike, the running joke on our show has been, all right, when are they bringing Chavez back?
Right.
And they always seemingly did.
It's like a Michael Myers, not Mike Myers, or Jason Voorhees, any of those horror movie characters that never die.
They don't go away. He was a 42nd round draft pick of the Rangers back in 2002. Didn't make his way to the majors until 08. Stuck around for 18 seasons. But yesterday we got the word, and it was like, all right, Jesse Chavez is retired. For real? Like, is he done for real? He last pitched July 13th. But for every Braves fan, you guys know there was going to be a part of the season where it was like, is he here yet?
Right.
Well-liked guy. And remember, I think it was a couple of seasons ago, Mike, the guys were trying to get him an all-star nod with the shirts and all that stuff. Good dude. Did his job. Middle reliever, you know, didn't get a lot of credit. But I think Jesse is one of those guys that, again, is well-liked and has been in the clubhouse. Career ERA, Mike, at least with Atlanta, 3.30. Everywhere else, 4.50.
30 games he appeared in the 2021 Super Bowl season. I was just talking football on the brain. In the World Series season of 2021, and a couple of key at-bats and appearances in both the NLCS, DS, and, of course, the World Series. So Jesse Chavez, as everybody else who was part of that, you know, the night shift, contributed.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And look, again, we don't hold anything against him. It just looks sometimes, if you watch Jesse, whether you were there at the ballpark or watching him on TV, you were like, his stuff, man, how is he not getting crushed? Because it looked like a lot of times like he really wasn't throwing that hard, but he was able to get guys out.
Interesting factoid, you want to win a sports bet?
Yeah.
You want to win a sports bet?
Yeah.
You want a fact of the day?
Okay. what do you got?
Jesse Chavez postseason stats, 0.00 ERA in 7 appearances during the 2021 season.
That's really good.
He pitched 6 1/3, did not allow any runs. 7 appearances in the 2021 postseason, including game 4 of the NLCS. He never allowed a run. So as we said, he was part of that great bullpen.
That's really good. Jesse Chavez, man, wishing you the best. But when we heard that yesterday, we were like, are you sure? Is he gone for real?
Now, I said at the end of the show, as we tribute, because, you know, the joke is, you know, if you're a left-handed pitcher, you can stay forever. Because a left-handed reliever is situational. You'll be around for, even with the new rules, you're going to pitch to 3 batters. But, yeah, a right-hander lasts that long with this stuff. Remember, not really electric stuff. I always said to Carl, how is he getting guys out with that 89-mile-an-hour stuff?
Yeah, it just didn't look electric at all. Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. While we're talking about the Braves, back at it against the Rangers tonight. And meanwhile, Austin Riley reinstated from the injury list. Nacho Alvarez, Mike, option to Triple-A Gwinnett.
Nacho, third baseman. He's going back to Gwinnett, yeah.
And you know, as far as this pitching matchup, we've got Joey Wentz on the hill tonight.
We've
got Joey Wentz.
Okay.
Grant Holmes.
Bump.
Come on, guys. I mean, it's okay.
Bump.
Okay, okay.
Well, that's, come on. That's now you're being excessive. And by the way,
it's a little much, isn't it?
I mean, Joey Wentz's game log right now, okay. You know, his ERA is not bad. You know, I mean, it's not bad, Carl. He's done some good work.
Okay.
Against the Cardinals and Yankees. You know, he's hanging in there.
He'll be DFA'd tomorrow. Grant Holmes.
Four innings.
Remember, good and terrible.
He didn't give up any earned runs, you know, against the Yankees in that game in 4 innings.
Yeah.
That was good.
I know, I'm with you. Wentz tonight, Holmes tomorrow, and then Bryce Elder. Elder's got almost a 6 ERA. Did you realize that?
Yeah, we had that factoid yesterday. Who's the backup utility infielder? Nick Williams, is that who it is? What's the dude's name? Yeah, him. Not Nick. I know the other guy. Nick Allen plays. He's the backup utility guy. That guy's got an ERA lower than Bryce Elder and Julio Iglesias in his last 4 appearances.
Yeah. All right. But they reinstate Austin Riley. So that's good news, and hopefully he can come back and rake a little bit. As far as the Braves are concerned, that's really what's going on.
Yeah, Luke Williams. That's the name, by the way. Luke Williams actually got better stuff his last 4 appearances.
Well, maybe
Jesse
maybe
Elder.
He should be starting tomorrow.
Well, I mean,
or when Bryce starts, I guess Sunday.
I just, you know, this is where we're at. You and I, real quick, we're off the air. We were talking about it. I wonder how many folks are going to make the trip up to Thunder Valley next Saturday. That's that Reds game with the Braves. I was going to go, and I had
Come
tickets.
Come on, Mike, you should go.
Nah, I sold them. I didn't give them away, but I sold them to a buddy of mine. But yeah, we were going to go up and, you know, maybe go up to Bristol. But now I'm just kind of, you know, with the season just kind of leaving me kind of flat.
So you've quit on them.
Yes. Yes, I have quit on the Braves.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yes, officially, I have quit.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Now, again, how good the sight lines are going to be, I don't know. But, you know, they do have some seats that are right above the field in the infield of Bristol Motor Speedway.
You should be up there going, Ozzy, your number one fan. Let's go, Ozzy. Come on, Ozzy. Like the hat.
Yeah, I mean,
you know. Let's go, Money Harris. Let's
Money
go,
Harris. Money Harris. Second favorite player, Money Harris. Let's go. Yeah.
No.
Call it right, Blue. Let's go.
You're going to pass on the trip to the Tri-Cities this time.
Let's get Rizal in there. Let's get Rizal in the game right now. Let's go, Rizal.
By the way, hit us up. Are you going? How many fans are going? Hit us up at put them up. C-Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL.
You going?
How many folks are going up to Bristol?
It's a good question.
Because it's kind of a unique, you know, they're talking about the Coliseum of sports and the biggest crowd, et cetera. But,
okay, you guys are wrong. Guy just hit me up. He goes, preseason football starts next week. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Stop it. You're making excuses.
One more week. We have one more week.
Yes.
A week from today, we're going to be up at Margaritaville.
Preseason football.
But that's the thing. Preseason football numbers do better numbers than regular season baseball. As good as baseball and the Braves are regionally, that is a fact. He's not lying.
Well, when we are good, that's not the case. Right. When we're not right now and we're struggling, that's a different situation.
Yeah.
In other news, guys, Justin Fields is back at camp, by the way. Wanted to mention that because yesterday was such a big story, Mike. Everybody was losing their minds. He's back. He's not going to miss any – well – regular season time. He's probably day-to-day, right, which means they're just going to take it easy and make sure he can run around. But, again, dislocated toe. So that's just probably a couple of weeks, Mike, but not as serious. And with all that conversation, we're going to get to a 4th-and-1 segment coming up here at the top of the hour. But, yeah, Justin was back at practice today. So a lot of people making a big deal yesterday out of that. And not to say that they didn't. When you don't know what the injury is,
right,
everybody freaks out. But I also think that immediate jump to quarterback hurt, Falcons phone call. That's where we're at. And no matter who it is this season, that's what you're going to – as long as Kirk Cousins is on this team, that's what you're going to get. And it's pitiful, Mike, because that's not how this is going to work. Every time somebody goes down, Cousins!
Yeah.
Call the Falcons!
I mean, we said it yesterday. As soon as this news dropped yesterday, it's like, okay. How bad is that, Toby? We said on Justin Fields, local young man. You know the family well. But – that's the kind of thing where somebody, a freak accident, a lineman stepping on a foot, kind of like what happened, you know, when unfortunately when we had that first hit, remember last year in New Orleans on Kirk Cousins? That's where we had our right side of the offensive line getting tied up with each other. So it can happen. As we said, don't want to wish it, but I would love to see, especially with Penix Jr., not that, you know, he's saying all the right things. Everybody in the team is saying all the right things, but I think it would be cool to get Cousins out of here.
All right. As we count down to the trade deadline, one other thing I just want to mention, we may get back next week. And if you think Marcell Ozuna is going to be traded, it could happen. And it could happen certainly before the trade deadline on July 31st. But as far as some of the other people that we've discussed, Mike, again, this is for me. It's not a blow up. I don't think that's what they're going to do. And if any moves are made, they could and should be made, I think, before the deadline. There's no reason to hold on. If you've got a deal in place, I hope Alex is going to go ahead and execute it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing you could ask for is if Ozuna was in the lineup on a regular basis and hitting, that would obviously raise the level of what you're going to get as far as value. But the Padres, I think it was earlier in the week, you and I were talking about San Diego was linked in a couple of reports about the Braves maybe being interested, and that'd be a nice fit for him. But yeah, hopefully you get two teams and you get a little bit of leverage, get somebody to maybe give you maybe one prospect they weren't prepared to. That's about it. And then finally, you got the Sounders in town. Garth Lagerwey, who's been dealing with some health concerns, Carl. His former team taking on Atlanta United on Saturday. And I just looked it up. Atlanta United is the 5th worst team in MLS right now.
And quit on them?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm doing a lot of quitting. I make fun of the quiet quitting generation. Yeah. I'm doing a lot. I mean, my quitting isn't quiet. I'm telling people on a radio station. Yes, I've quit on United. I've quit on this Braves team. I'm one or two games away from quitting on Florida State. A lot of quitting going on in my world this year.
Their season hasn't even started.
I know, Carl, but I'm wondering what kind of havoc Alabama is going to rake down there in Tallahassee.
Roll Tide!
I've not quit on Georgia or Georgia Tech.
All right.
Well, not quit on the Hawks. Very excited. Bullish on the Hawks this year.
Very bullish. Very bullish on the Hawks.